And now, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. He's a successful entrepreneur, published author, top listing agent, a real estate and finance expert that goes to bat for you every day as a consumer advocate. Your host and the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes.
And welcome to the Consumer Quarterback Show, all about being your consumer advocate, making you more street smart here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We do that by bringing on all of our expert contributors, and we help you in all types of different categories. Hot listing here, compliments of the Bill DeVore Real Estate Group in Carolinas, North Carolina, 530 Heaton Forest Road. Get a $9 million listing here. Kind of a co-listing that we're working with Bill, the Bill DeVore Real Estate Group, 530 Heaton Forest Road, Cashiers, North Carolina, 8,000 square foot, 20 acre property. You got two single family homes on site. One's the big house, the other's more of a cottage. Four fireplaces for those cool mountain evenings in the western part of North Carolina. This is an exclusive area on the High Hampton Golf Course community. Cashiers, North Carolina, 530 Heaton Forest Road, Cashiers, North Carolina. Beautiful $9 million listing that we've got in working with Bill DeVore Real Estate Team. All right, 2803 Safe Harbor Drive in Tampa. $1 million listing here in Tampa Bay, gated community. We have just reduced the price down to $975, 5,200 square feet. Gorgeous estate style home. The estates at White Trout Lake, kind of that Carrollwood area. 2803 Safe Harbor Drive, Tampa. Granite countertops, new appliances, pool, heated spa, large fenced in corner lot, and a huge master suite. You can see all of our real estate listings at PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com.
This is God's country.
All right, Jenny Restrepo, insured title agency on the line. Welcome to the Consumer Quarterback Show, Jenny.
Thank you, Brandon. Thanks for having me back again.
My pleasure. So today we wanted to talk a little bit about maybe some title fraud. We'll mix in a little bit of new title work and also property prequal. Where do you want to start?
Okay. Oh, so many things to cover. I wanted to start with, we offer something called the new listing service. So essentially, if you're looking to list your house for sale, or if you're looking to buy a house, as a title company, what we do is as soon as we work with our agent partner, like Brandon gives us his listing agreement, we start working on all the title work immediately. And the advantage to that is that if there's something to be found or corrected, some sort of issue, something that needs to be cleaned up on the title, some sort of lien that the seller didn't know about, open permits, we get ahead of that. And so, for example, if you are listing the property and it's on the market for, say, 2 weeks, then you go under contract, then you find out that there's some sort of issue, most of the time it can be easily corrected, but we are at the mercy of the municipality. So we can't necessarily get the county government or the city government to move any faster than they care to. And as we know, lots of things are backed up or delayed. And you don't want to have something simple like a small title issue, a little bit of a lien, an open permit to close. You don't want something like that to delay your closing when it didn't need to happen if you had known about it up front. So Insure Title Agency offers the new listing service, and that's to sellers and to agents. And essentially, it's like, here's the address. You know, can you look this up? Get this started. We do a preliminary title report. We do a municipal lien search. We look for open permits. And to be honest, I think I've spoken on the show before about open permits. Mm-hmm. Those can be a real thorn in the side because sometimes there are permits that existed that weren't even pulled by the current seller. We've seen permits that are still open that go back to the 1980s. And then the present seller is asking the question, well, why didn't I know about this? And the answer to that is because the title company that handled your purchase didn't check. Mm. And then why am I responsible for this? Well, permits transfer with the property. So even if the current owner didn't pull these permits, the current owner must remedy the fact that they exist and that they're open.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, you see that come up, and it's a challenging time because now you've got the deal on hold, you got the buyer in a limbo, you know, hey, is he going to cancel? Is he going to stay with us? How long is it going to take? Open permits can be a major problem, Jenny.
They can, and that's why we incorporate a permit search as standard operating procedure. We're actually not contractually obligated to do that, so a lot of title companies don't do it because it can cause problems. and they're not required to, but we believe in transparency because if it's out there, then it needs to be addressed. We don't want a property to keep going down chain of title, new owner, new owner, new owner, with something that's 40 years old outstanding. Because the longer that the time goes, the bigger the problem becomes then to correct it. For example, we had one that was for an air conditioning unit that was pulled in like 2000. Well, how can we know now in 2022 whether that was installed properly in 2000?
Right.
So there's a lot of going back and forth, and then depending on where the property is located, it's up to that local government if they want to see it through, if they're going to order an inspection, if they're going to make the seller pay. So we make sure that if you're a buyer that's going through insured title agency, you will know that the property that you're getting is free and clear of any title defects, there are no outstanding liens, and there are no outstanding open permits.
Yeah, yeah, big deal. Those are big things that you can do, and it can help you save time and money if you're proactive about it, like Jenny's saying. Jenny Restrepo, Insured Title Agency, here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. And you know, I like to talk a little bit about this, the state of the economy, the state of local economic conditions and potential for housing recession. There's a lot of built up, what we're looking at is potential for evictions and, you know, that moratorium ran out. So now you've got evictions, you've got, you know, foreclosure activity. I'm going to play a quick clip here from one of the podcasts I listened to. It's talking about housing issues.
So, Charlotte, are we headed for a housing crash?
The Daily Wire.
Not quite. So, as you said, experts are calling this a housing recession, but we're not likely to see massive price drops because inventory is still low. But there's a consensus that the market is cooling down. We just came out of a really hot housing market, as you all have reported on the show. Home prices were sky high and interest rates were low, and people were looking to buy at incredible rates. Now, interest rates are much higher, up at 5.72% from under 3.3% going into 2022. And the market is responding. Some buyers are canceling their contracts because of interest rates. Existing home sales dropped by 5.9% in July from June, which made it the sixth month in a row of a drop. And that was a 20% decline from the year before. First-time homebuyers normally make up around 40% of sales, but last month they only made up 29%, which shows that more people might be hesitant to enter the market for the first time.
Now, what about rates of new construction? How are builders responding?
New construction is slowing down. Sentiment among builders dropped to negative levels in August after 8 months of steady decline, according to one prominent metric called the National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index.
Yeah, so the new construction slowing down. You're seeing that in a lot of different areas, and really, all this boils down to what are the expectations? What is my confidence level? You know, in the federal government, and of course, you know, we've lost a lot of confidence there. We've seen trillions of dollars wasted in spending. Handcuffing our grandkids, our grandkids' kids. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happening there. But a lot of that is national news. Here locally, it's a little bit different story. Jenny, what's your take on that?
Well, definitely, I've heard housing market is cooling down and things like that. I have also heard that Florida seems to be a bit of a blip on the radar as far as what the national rates are.
Yeah.
Florida is still a highly desirable state to live in. More and more companies are making that final decision to allow workers to remain remote and no longer thinking about bringing them back to the office. So people are still in that position to be able to, if I have a great job and I don't have to go to the office, I don't have to stay living in a state that has higher taxes and state income tax and things like that.
Yep.
So, you know, that is still have Florida, and especially Tampa Bay is a highly desirable area. So I think that we're a little bit higher on the curve in terms of the outlook is a little sunnier, if I can say, here in Florida than it may be elsewhere in the country. And another thing that I believe in is sometimes if you listen to something, is what they are saying determining what's happening, or is what's happening what they're reporting on? So in a way, like we were actually just talking about this today, if you're a first-time home buyer and you're thinking about staying out of the market, what does that mean? You're renting?
Right.
So you are going to, how much equity are you going to build on every single one of those rental payments?
Right.
$0. $0. So even if you're spending, if you have to obtain a loan with a little bit of a higher interest rate now, if the market does take a downturn, guess what they do? They lower interest rates. You can refinance. But you can begin building equity for yourself instead of building it for your landlord. So I don't believe in waiting if you're able to. I think maybe what's having people sit out is that while home prices are rising, wages are not.
Right.
So a lot of buyers, if you haven't bought yet, you're getting priced out. You can't afford to purchase where you live. And that's a very unfortunate thing that it would be nice to see a corrective action there. But one thing I've spoken on the show about a couple of times is, at least here in Florida, we've had so much influx in funding programs and opportunities for home buyers. So there's the one for first responders, the Hometown Heroes program, that was recently refunded. There's a lot of local opportunities. If you're a veteran, a VA loan has $0 down, so you can do 100% financing and get into a house instead of what most people think you need 20% down payment. So there are a lot of options out there, and there are investments in making home ownership affordable. I think I spoke on the show about the city of Tampa has two programs that are specifically designed for lower income households that are able to buy new construction homes, where they've partnered with developers to build something affordable on purpose within the city limits of Tampa. So you're not having to move to the outskirts of town to afford what you need for your family, and you're still able to stay close to work and community. So I think there is what is happening in the world, and then there is what works for me. So your individual situation is what you should focus on right now. And if owning a home is what your family needs, then I suggest, you know, reach out to an agent like Brandon Rhymes, who can kind of guide you and talk to you about your specific situation. Because if hundreds of thousands of people in this country can't buy a house, it doesn't mean that you can't.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly a great point, Jenny. There is, you know, there's the economy out there. There's all these geopolitical things happening. But what there's the more important thing is the economy between your own ears. You know, what are you doing with your assets, your family, your businesses? What are you doing to control what you can control? I think that's a great point. We're going to leave it right there. We're going to take a quick break. Coming back, more with Jenny Restrepo, Insured Title Agency. Coming up on the show, is there a large number of evictions and foreclosures set to take place? What about shadow inventory? How will that inventory be rolled out? We're going to talk about that more with our expert contributor, Jenny Restrepo, here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, this is Grant Cardone, and you've been listening to the phenomenal Brandon Rhymes, the Consumer Quarterback Show.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894, online at ConsumerQB.com.
Ian Beckles here with my man, Brandon Rhymes, a.k.a. the Real Estate Quarterback. Brandon, what's happening with the market?
Thanks, Ian. Any of our listeners out there, we'll offer you a 2% listing for the first three callers that reach out to the hotline, 813-917-1894. Call or text the hotline, 813-917-1894. Also, a great opportunity for folks out there looking for a part-time gig, maybe a side hustle, is Keller Williams Real Estate School, powered by Kaplan. Reach out if you'd like more information on how we have a free real estate school for you, online class, get licensed, and start referring business in, or maybe make a new career. 813-917-1894, ConsumerQB.com for our syndicated radio and TV show on 80 outlets worldwide, ConsumerQB.com, or our real estate website at PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. That's PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. And please follow us online at BrandonRhymes1 on Instagram, Twitter, Gitter, and check out our YouTube channel, Brandon Rhymes Realty. Make it a great day. Hey, Brandon Rhymes here for Cleaning Commandos here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Cleaning Commandos are hiring, and they're offering competitive wages, flexible hours, relaxed atmosphere, and a sign-on bonus. Reach out if you'd like a career with the Cleaning Commandos here in Tampa Bay. Info at cleaningcommandosllc.com or call 813-750-0550, 813-750-0550. Cleaning Commandos, Consumer Quarterback Show. Have you desired more income and more freedom in your life? Now is your time Keller Williams Realty has just launched our own real estate school, and you can get licensed for free. I'm Brandon Rimes, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show, owner of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. And for the first three people who reach out, I will personally coach you. 813-917-1894. Call or text 813-917-1894. ConsumerQB.com. ConsumerQB.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at ConsumerQB.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-917-1894.
All right, welcome back. Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show. Jenny Restrepo, Insured Title Agency, is our expert contributor for this segment. Before we jump into that, let you know about a couple of hot listings. 1605 South Georgia Avenue. This is a South Tampa property hot listing from the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. 1605 South Georgia Avenue. We got about 1,500 square feet, three bedrooms, two baths, completely turnkey, ready for move-in. Hyde Park Village area and also Palmacea. It's kind of on the line there. High school district is the Plant High School. Stainless steel appliances, granite countertops, walking distance to Bayshore Boulevard. 1605 South Georgia Avenue in Tampa, one of our hot real estate listings from the Platinum MVP team. All right, we got another one at 852 51st Avenue South, Pinellas County, St. Petersburg. Completely renovated property, beautiful home here. We've got new kitchen, stainless steel appliances, recessed lighting, beautiful flooring, and the kitchen and bathrooms have all been updated. It's got that beautiful subway tile look, lighter colors with the gray in the floors. Beautiful property, 852 51st Avenue South in St. Petersburg, fenced-in backyard, beautiful oak trees, and a hot listing from the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. You can see all of our listings at platinummvpteam.kw.com. All right, Jenny Restrepo on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Jenny, I want to play a quick clip here from another podcast talking about the potential for rents and foreclosures.
According to Census Bureau data, about 3.8 million people say they are somewhat or very likely to be evicted over the next 2 months. Millions more, about 8.5 million people, are behind on rent as of the end of August. There's also data suggesting that evictions are spiking as well, especially in major cities. In Tampa, Florida, evictions were 52% above average in August, according to the Eviction Lab at Princeton University. In Houston, they were 90% above average. And in Minneapolis-St. Paul, they were 94% above average. In Maricopa County, Arizona, one judge said he is seeing upwards of 75 eviction cases daily.
3.8 million expected to be evicted, 8.5 million behind on the rent. That's the latest census data. What say you, Jenny Restrepo?
It's very unfortunate to hear those numbers. I do think there's a couple contributing factors, which is anybody who was getting behind on their rent from times when they were furloughed from work or laid off from work, they're not able to catch up. So it's not that maybe they now have a good job, but it's not that they just need to make every month's payment, but they need to make payments for monies in the arrears. And their landlords may have reached the time where they're calling those due. So you may be able to keep up with your month-to-month payment, but you're not able to pay what you owe in the past. I think that could lead to a lot of evictions. And the other thing is, anybody who's had a lease renewal within the last year was probably hit with a pretty hefty increase.
Yes.
There's no rental guidelines in Florida that say, if I was paying $1,500 a month and I signed a year's lease, then that $1,500 is locked in for that 12 months of that lease. When your lease becomes up for renewal, your landlord can go from $1,500 to $2,500. There are no rent controls that require landlords to only increase your monthly payment by a certain percentage. So when you buy a house and then you own that property consecutively, they can only raise the property taxes a certain percentage every year as long as you own the property consecutively, not so much with renting. And so, you know, these are the things that you should be looking at is, if you do now have a job, even if you were laid off or furloughed, if you do have some money in the bank, just not enough to catch, I mean, if if your rent is $1,500, in 2 months you now owe $3,000. In 3 months you owe $4,500. And while you're still maintaining and paying all of your other bills. So you might want to look at a situation where it's like, do I just keep continuing renting? Do I get an eviction on my record? Or do I look at maybe I should buy? Because if you do have a job, there are down payment assistance programs. There are low down payment programs. There's so many options out there. It's like, get out of the rental market, get into something that is your own, and that can start building wealth for yourself.
Yeah, yeah, it's a never-ending cycle, too. You're renting, now you're starting to get ahead, they increase the rents, you're not quite ready, you don't have the down payment saved. So yeah, you got to get into the home ownership game if you're not. If you're a renter out there and you want to talk to us, we'd love to put you in touch with one of our expert contributors, our lending partners. They can do a rent versus own analysis. Reach out to the show hotline, 813-917-1894. Just call or text, and you can text the word rent and the amount of rent that you're paying, and we'll hook you up with a rent versus own analysis. We'll break down those numbers for you, kind of show you what you could be building up in equity, the tax ramifications, and of course, you know, that home ownership that you love, that feeling of home ownership and accomplishment. So yeah, it's challenges. The rents are increasing. Interest rates are increasing. So, you know, some people may have been caught in a variable adjustable mortgage. I doubt that's the case in you know, overwhelming, because so many people should have been locking in fixed rate loans over the last few years, but there might be some adjustable rate mortgages out there as well. Jenny, we got about a minute and a half left. Tell us your final thoughts, and of course, you know, how people can connect.
Sure. My final thoughts are, don't listen to the news and let that guide you in making a decision for yourself. Talk to a local expert. I even have a friend who I constantly argue with her because she thinks that her situation is XYZ, and I'm like, no, you're not correct. So make that call. Call Brandon's show. Get connected to an expert contributor. If you have a title question, or if you're looking at a preliminary title commitment, you don't know what any of that means, give us a call. We're happy to answer questions, even if we're not on the deal, because we do believe in transparency and offering lots of information. So you can connect with us by calling our office at 813-855-3585, or you can find me on all the socials at Insured Title Agency. So that's Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I've dipped my toe in that pond. And I try to put a lot of really interesting information on there, and things about what's going on in the market, or things that you should know about title, and keep it fun. So connect with us on the socials or give us a call, whichever is better for you, and we're here to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. Reach out, and she's a great resource, especially if you're a for sale by owner, as much as we don't like for sale by owners as a real estate agent. You know, reach out, Jenny. That's what title companies can do in some cases. They can help you through that. For sale by owners, reach out to Insured Title Agency. Jenny Restrepo, longtime friend of the program here. And we thank you so much, Jenny. Great stuff
thank
for
you,
today's
Brandon.
Show.
All right. Well, hope to see you guys again soon.
Hey, awesome. All right. We'll see you soon. And we're going to come back here on the other side. We got Nate Ginter, Vine IT, our technology expert. There's a fake Apple crypto scam you got to be cognizant of. Also, how much energy does crypto mining in the United States? How much energy does it use in the United States? We got our tech expert, Nate Ginter, to help answer that question. And we'll probably touch on a little transhumanism coming up here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Check us out online, consumerqb.com. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to My Daddy's Show. Please make sure to send him all of your real estate deals and subscribe to the Consumer Quarterback Show podcast on iTunes and Spotify, or check out our YouTube channel. Have a blessed day.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. Online at consumerqb.com.
All right, welcome back. Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show, Platinum MVP team, Keller Williams Realty. We've got Nate Ginter in the house coming up. Nate Ginter here, Vine IT. We're going to talk about fake Apple crypto scam and some other cool stories. I want to touch on one of our hot listings here, 9512 Bay Tree Court. This is a beautiful property that we've got listed here in Tampa Bay. It's in Tampa. It's a corner lot location, turnkey operation here. If you wanted to have a rental property in Tampa, three-bedroom, two-bath, turnkey. turnkey town and country open concept kitchen. Features stainless steel appliances, got ample storage, and a just a great opportunity here in Tampa Bay. 9512 Baytree Court in Tampa, 33615 zip code, kind of that town and country area. You got a fenced in backyard, privacy fence, outdoor shower, and a large garage for extra storage. You can see all of our real estate listings at PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com.
This is God's country.
All right, Nate Ginter in the house. Nate, some really good articles teed up here. Let's jump right into it. Let's start off with this fake Apple crypto scam on YouTube that's getting tens of thousands of views.
Yeah, so this was an interesting one. As producer Nick here mentioned during the break, Apple had its big convention that it does every year, and the excitement in September is always there. Since 2012, they always announce the new iPhone version that's going to be coming out. So they announced that, you know, pretty cool specifications on that. Nothing mind-blowing over the 13, but you know, much like everything else, it's an iterative improvement, a little bit lighter, a little bit better battery life, a little bit better camera. You know, that's what we get these days. New smartwatch that's built for to be a little bit more durable. But interestingly enough, a very enterprising YouTuber edited in, you know, he was taking a live feed in of the Apple conference. He made a name, something like, you know, Apple on YouTube or something of that. And so he's rebroadcasting the live simulcast that's going on, but putting his own low, they call them lower thirds, that little scroll at the bottom, saying that, you know, there's going to be an awesome announcement for, you know, this new Apple crypto thing, and go here to sign up for it. And, you know, got a bunch of people to send money and various types of cryptocurrencies in. And this guy was a genius, because what he did was, during the breaks that were going on, because they have breaks in between the product demonstration and things, he had taken an old interview that Tim Cook did about cryptocurrency and some things that they were starting, some crypto initiatives internally, and cleverly edited it to make it seem like it was something that was seamless with the product that was going on, and got, I mean, they said that live he had about 70,000 streamers.
Wow.
So God knows how many people he hit, you know, overall, before that got taken down. It was it was pretty wild. So if you happen to have watched it, you know, if you were looking for that online and you thought about investing, I certainly hope you haven't done so. And just know, there is no new Apple crypto initiative. Do not send Apple your cryptocurrency.
Wow. Interesting, man. That's interesting. You said enterprising. You know,
something
else comes to my mind there. But we'll leave it there. But yeah, so that's great stuff. That's really cool, man. Tell us about this artificial intelligence. So there's this young kid, this young man, won an art at the state fair. He won some kind of AI art.
Yeah, so in the Midwest, you know, they're big on state fairs there. And so one of the things that they had at the state fair is an art contest that's open to everyone. And this young man, actually another enterprising young fellow, entered in this beautiful, what looked like an oil painting. And, you know, these are all independent judges, you know, high-level art experts from the state college and, you know, people of note in the art community. And they all determined that his was the absolute best. Now, the uproar that's happening is happening because he came out and said, thanks for the win. By the way, I used DALL-E, the artificial intelligence program that you might have been hearing about, to generate these images. And so basically he put in some parameters for what he was looking for. And the picture itself, is, you know, if you can imagine, it is kind of like a cave that has a big circular entrance. And inside it looks like a Renaissance kind of, you know, throne room. And then outside is a beautiful mountain scene. And it's really quite something. And what was really interesting about it was, you know, his announcement that he had used this artificial intelligence to actually draw the details of it really had the art community up in arms. And there's a big argument going on as to whether or not that's actually art.
Right.
And, you know, so basically you have one side that says, well, that's cheating. And then the other side says, well, hold on a second. You know, what are we considering art? You know, he created this. He had this series of things that he wanted to see. He told it what to do. Now, the computer did that, but how is that any different than editing an image with Photoshop?
Yeah.
It's not the real image. It's not the real film. You're doing highlights, and digital art has been around for a long time. I always say it's kind of like my argument with the, you know, the steroids and everything and MMA and professional sports these days. How far do you want to say is cheating? I mean, if you've got protein powder and creatine, well, that's legal. Well, why is that legal?
Right.
you know, if you can use some enhancements and you don't have to actually just, you know, eat raw eggs Rocky style and chase the chicken,
yeah,
then we're not all natural anyway. Huh. So what are we arguing about at this point?
Yeah, interesting. You know? Yeah, interesting take on that. We're talking with Nate Ginter here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. I'm your host, Brandon Rimes, and he's with Vine IT. So that artificial intelligence, that's interesting. You think
there's a picture. He's
there's the picture of it. Okay. Wow, very cool. Yeah, that's an interesting piece. And, you know, how much of it was the computer input? How much was the young man's input and creativity? I guess that's where the challenge is. And these are unprecedented times, right?
Well, what's crazy is, you know, with Dolly, you can say, I'd like you to design me a corporate-looking logo in Art Deco that has the letters W and S. And instantaneously, you will get back 1,000 versions of that in all kinds of colors and shapes and everything you want. You can guide those things as well. So you're giving it the parameters. You're telling it what you want it to make. And sometimes it goes off very out of left field, and other times it does not. But, you know, I think the future in a lot of digital art, you know, if you had told somebody 50 years ago that was in advertising, hey, one day you're going to be generating almost everything you do on a computer, and you're not even going to ever touch a ruler or a paintbrush or any kind of, you know, artistic materials physically, they would say, oh, you're crazy. I think where it's going to go is that the future of art is really going to be, you're not going to spend as much time learning technique as you're going to spend learning theory and how to explain almost like in a programming language for designing code or anything else. You're going to learn how to tell it what you want it to do, because physically being able to reproduce something is definitely a skill. But, you know, like right now, you can go online, you can have an oil painting done of any picture you send. So, you know, if we take a little snapshot of you here, you can get back a photorealistic hand-done oil painting for a couple $100. They're just outsourcing the labor, and they found somebody who's got that perfect skill. How is it any different to just go, oh, well, we've taught the machine how to do it exactly perfectly and make a perfect reproduction of what's in your head?
Interesting, you know? Argument. Yeah, that's it. Very cool. All right, Nate. So we got Nate Ginter here, local area business owner. He owns a company locally called Vine IT. He's our tech expert. We love to comment on these stories. Locally, though, you can help business owners. You can help folks if they have challenges with their home computers and you know, different systems. You can remote log access and tell us.
Absolutely. So we focus on small to medium businesses, and we provide cybersecurity where we do utilize, I actually hate the term AI, but you know, we've got a lot of great protection methodologies out there. We have certified cybersecurity auditors. So if you're not sure where your business is at, or you're in medical or financial and you need to, you know, you're happy with your IT, but you go, hey, I've got these standards I have to meet and we need to have a risk assessment done, we can help you out with that. And we also do soup to nuts IT management, and we're fairly friendly. So I always say, give us a shout. We're always happy to do a free consult.
Fairly friendly. I like that. That's a good sales. That's a good sales pitch there, Nate. Good stuff. So, all right. So crypto is such a big thing, right? You know, crypto tanked somewhat. I don't follow that close. A lot of people do. How much energy does crypto mining use in the United States? Because that's a big thing. You know, we're talking about energy and you know, people that want to be green, and you know, they got this mini Build Back Better that just passed, another multi-trillion-dollar bill.
Right.
So tell us about that, you know, mining crypto.
So they're estimating now that cryptocurrency, and it was interesting, the period they monitored was actually before the recent crash, the last, you know, 6 to 8 months, and they were estimating, and there is a lot of wiggle room here, but the study said between 0.9 to 1.7% of the nation's energy was being used for crypto mining. I think when the coins are high, obviously that number is higher.
Right.
I believe probably 1.7 is about accurate. There's literally been cases where they found, you know, people that have, you know, rearranged things in power companies, like small towns and stuff, were getting brownouts because somebody had rewired stuff to different junctions and were running huge banks of crypto miners in the actual power stations and stuff.
Wow.
So that's one of those things that's kind of interesting to think about. Now, my problem is crypto is already kind of a self-regulating entity in that, you know, Ethereum and a lot of these other coins, not Bitcoin, but other ones, have moved to what they call a proof of stake model. Okay. So it's not as mathematically intensive. You don't need those huge video cards, you know, processing 300, you know, operations per second, these things. So that is definitely something that to be concerned with. Whenever somebody comes and says, you know, 0.9 to 2% of power consumption is a major concern, I'm like, okay, so we get rid of that. You know, our power needs grow in this country by a couple percent every year, just by nature of our population getting larger. And you know, I'm a big proponent of solar. I think that's ultimately cool when we have something that can hold that energy better at the source.
Yeah,
that's great, but it doesn't get the job done for our general power grid needs. Nuclear is the only way to go. You don't want to do coal. Coal just got too many problems. But nuclear, you know, with the there's plants that can actually now run on the waste of the previous generations of nuclear power plants.
Wow.
And one of the unfortunate casualties of some of the you know, we needed to crack down on China, but Bill Gates actually was set to build his first prototype because he's got a working prototype, but a full scale power plant, China was willing to take a chance on it.
I saw that documentary, I think.
Yeah. And you know, just one of the unfortunate side effects of our kind of back and forth with them. But, you know, we're going to get there. You know, how many brownouts are we going to take before we go, we have a solution?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I keep hearing good things about nuclear, too. Just different, you know, I think Dennis Prager was talking about it one time, you know, because a lot of times these, you know, these people that beat the drum on the environment, you know, say, hey, we have solutions. You know, there's solutions there. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Nate Genter here. Yep. More with Nate on the Consumer Quarterback Show, Vine IT, one of our local area expert contributors. Support the local economy by supporting the Consumer Quarterback Show. Plus, our feel-good story of the day, four-year-old's ambulance call saves mom's life. We'll be right back.
This is Warwick Dunn, and you're listening to the Real Estate Quarterback Show, hosted by my man, Brandon Rimes.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com.
Hey, Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show, in studio with Martin Gramatica, Automatica Gramatica, that is, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Super Bowl winner. Lifeguard Imaging, lifeguardimaging.com, saving lives through early detection.
Thanks for having me, Brandon. Yes, that's what we're doing at Lifeguard Imaging. You come in asymptomatic, and that's what we do. You're being proactive. You're coming in. We do a scan from the neck to the pelvis. It's a full body scan. It's a 3D image of every organ, and that's where 90% of the deadliest cancers are, in our mid region. So we can see everything. But for your listeners, we have a real good special. We have a $599 value, absolutely complimentary. They can come in for a coronary artery scan, which will give you their calcium score. Awesome. 100% complimentary for your people.
Very cool. Hey, take them up on that offer. 813-917-1894. Call or text complimentary scan, 813-917-1894, and check them out online, lifeguardimaging.com.
Dennis Prager here for Brandon and Lindsay Rimes, owners of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams. Buying, selling, investing in real estate, their nationwide Keller Williams network makes them the best team to work with. Sellers, have your property featured live on air, creating multiple offers. Buyers, leverage a unique system that gets your offer accepted, never overlooked. Call or text 813-750-0550, 813-750-0550, or consumerqb.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at consumerqb.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-917-1894.
All right, welcome back. Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show, powered by the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. Do we have that property for 122nd, Nick? The 122nd property, that development deal. It's a $4.5 million listing of mine up in the New Tampa area, right off of I-75 and Fowler on 122nd Avenue. We're back on market on that one. It's a great opportunity. Any developers out there, multifamily is a big development play. People are wanting to put townhomes and those type single family homes potentially. I've got 13 acres here at 9031 122nd Avenue in Tampa. Prime development opportunity, 15.56 acres off of Fowler Avenue. Great visibility from I-75. The seller is willing to break it up into different parcels, zoned AR, but I think you can get multifamily there. So beautiful opportunity, great opportunity. 9031 122nd Avenue. Tell your friends that are builders and developers to check this one out. You can see all of our listings at platinummvpteam.kw.com. Somewhere sunny. And every day we like to tell you something good in our feel-good story.
Tell me something good.
All right, so got a four-year-old boy helped save his mother's life by calling emergency services after she fell on the ground during a seizure. Monty told the ambulance call taker, "Mummy fell over," and let them know that their family dog barks, but he's friendly. Now, the two paramedics who attended to his mother were amazed that Monty knew what to do and how he followed directions so well, and he was calm during the incident. Says, quote, "I'm so proud. He's my little hero. He certainly saved the day," as Mother Wendy said. So there you have it. There's our feel-good story of the day. And we got Nate Ginter in the house. He's our technology expert for the Consumer Quarterback Show, longtime friend of the program. And Vine IT is the company. Vine IT right here in Tampa Bay. Support the local economy, supporting the Vine IT and our local area business owners. 80 different categories of consumer advocate content and advice here available to you as a consumer advocate. We always want to help you win. All right, Nate. So, Nate, one of the topics we've talked about over the years, were transhumanism. I want to play a quick clip here from one of the podcasts I listened to and get your opinion.
But there's a report that we've covered in our Substack,
Charlie Kirk,
that is issued by the combined think tank for the German and British military that strongly advocates for transhumanism. Mm. It acknowledges that transhumanism, which the World Economic Forum believes is the next generation, the next industrial revolution, where we will accelerate human evolution through the fusion of man and machine and the use of genetic engineering, that the armed forces and presumably the Five Eyes Alliance, which we're a part of together with Australia and Canada, believe that it's necessary to move forward with the transhumanism agenda. Because apparently the Chinese are doing it, and it's the same logic as with nuclear war, mutually assured destruction. They're doing it, so we have to do it, even though the ethics aren't sound.
Wow, what an interesting play, right? I mean, think about that. That's Dr. Robert Malone, I believe, from the Charlie Kirk Show, and they're exploring this transhumanism and how it's going to affect, in the military. You know, what's the future look like, right? Mm-hmm. So let's do a little prognosticating here. What's your take?
So when it comes to the transhumanists and the fusion of man and machine, we already have it. My mother has a pacemaker. Okay. That she's had installed in her heart that regulates her heart. There's a lot of people that have, robotic limbs at this point. Some are very crude, but they even have them now for vets where they're able to actually grasp things. And they've got Neuralink chips that are very crude. It's not, some Terminator display that you see. But when they've actually been able to take people that have had issues where, previously, if they gave you one of those arms, you might be able to, hit a button or something and, grab onto something. Yeah. But you can actually do it by thinking now. So wow. those things are a reality and they are coming. There's an argument also that, carrying around on your person a phone, a smartphone,
sure,
all day,
yeah,
that has all these things, is akin to transhumanism. You've got this thing that's always on you, that is taking in signals and doing all these things. Now, sure, it's separate in that you have to pick it up and flip it around, but when you have it on you 24/7,
yeah,
it is basically a part of
we're
you
cyborgs
at that point. Right.
To some people's opinion.
Right. So I think there's some of that there. Now, what they're talking about with genetic manipulation and things like that, that is something that I look at as a little bit more dangerous than inserting technology, because you can always figure out that something isn't working and just reverse that by not doing it to people anymore. If there's mm-hmm. some chip that we find out gives you Alzheimer's by the time you're 10, well, we're not going to keep putting that in people.
Yeah.
Once you start altering genomes and people start reproducing in the general population, that is one of the things that can become problematic, because that can get loose into the wild very quickly after, a generation or two.
Wow.
And be very hard to reverse once that, if there is changes that you make. Now, what they're talking about with that this is a complicated thing, but I'll try and boil it down to the easiest science.
That's always tough with radio, right? It's like we got these big topics. Let's squeeze it into 4 minutes here.
So I'll say basically like this. We've been genetically editing things for a long time. Fruit and, if you've ever seen an orange that doesn't go bad for 6 weeks sitting on your counter, well, that's because it's been genetically
engineered. Seedless watermelon.
Right. Seedless watermelons, these things. And it used to be done by breeding, but now it's actually done by editing the genome, going in and changing that DNA ladder.
Wow.
So there's certain things that, when it comes to fruit or vegetables, if you get a weird lopsided fruit, okay, well, we just, cut a different one next time and move on. If you discover that, at the age of 10, somebody grows like a third set of teeth in their head or something,
yeah,
that could be a problem,
right,
that you might not notice for a while. And the ethics of that are very questionable. The real question is, if it works, what are the ethics for parents then? Like, what, you know, basically you run into a situation where if even 25% of the population has these enhancements where they think 10% quicker and they're 10% faster, right. Just 10%.
Well, you got to keep up. Yeah.
Yeah. So it becomes now, if you don't do that, you are at a disadvantage. And will that, you know, where do those things lie? So I think transhumanism is something that's definitely fascinating. I do think it's just going to happen. But I think like anything else, there'll be the Luddites who, you know, are like, nope, I'm all natural, and in our community, you know, we don't allow those funny genomes in. And you know, people like, you know, I come from Pennsylvania, Amish country, where I literally on vacation last month saw a horse and buggy still going down the road.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So there will always be room for that, and I think it may even be admired, like as a curiosity at some point. But you know, like smartphones, how many people do you know who work in a professional industry who don't have a smartphone? Very few.
Oh yeah,
very few.
Yeah, that's yeah.
So it'll be like that.
It's a little different as far as, you know, when you look at putting something into your body, the chip being inserted into your wrist so you can make your Amazon payment or whatever.
Sure.
You know, some of that technology, or open the door easier, whatever these things are. Mm-hmm. To me, you know, it kind of gets into a biblical discussion, you know, a godly type discussion too, when you're removing the ethics and morals of the, you know, the decision making process to a certain extent. And you look at the, you know, I think the nefarious and clandestine activities of the World Economic Forum, you know, what their goal is, their stated goal is that you will not own personal property. You will not own it. You will be a renter and you will like it.
Yes. The famous article, in the future, you will own nothing and you will like it.
Yeah.
Dangerous way of thinking to my perspective.
Yeah.
Sounds great if you're in the like bottom 20% because you don't own anything anyway. So to you, that sounds like a dream.
Or the top.
Hey, I'd rather at least be happy.
Or the top half 1%.
Right. Who will actually end up benefiting from that, because in a world where you take away the ability to gain new property, existing property owners become the new gentry.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you own a home now, hang on to it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it could be outlawed in a few years. You never know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, hey, you see, which way are we going here, right? Most people think, I think it's like 70-something% think that we're headed in the wrong direction as a country.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially if you stack up inflation, immigration, crime, southern border attack on our children in the schools, gender confusion, growing big government, all these different, you know, weaponization of the FBI, the DOJ.
It's fascinating to me that, you know, we still only have two parties, that there's not really been a strong third that emerges. And it's because the other two always work together to strangle any different view of things.
Somebody would say there's a third already.
Okay.
It's the MAGA movement.
Well, we may end up in a bull moose situation. I think that's quite possible.
That's the third party, because you had the uniparty, you know, we got about a minute left.
Oh, so sure.
Let's plug your social. Always a great conversation.
Oh, absolutely, my friend.
Plug your social. How can folks connect with you?
So you can find me at vineit.com. That's vineit.com. And I encourage people, you know, if you've got a business, you know, even if you're happy with your current service, give us a shout. You know, we can give you a second set of eyes and opinions. And, you know, there's a thing to schedule a consultation right there with us on the website. And you don't have to pay anything. You know, we're always happy to have a conversation with you. You're going to come away with some good ideas, or, you know, at least, you know, a free cup of coffee. So,
hey, free consultation. Time. You know, it's a free consultation. And there's a, you know, a little bit of consulting there
and,
as well.
So. And as you can tell, I'm not a high pressure guy.
There you go. What did you say earlier? Reasonably.
Fairly reasonable.
Fairly reasonable. Yeah. There you go. All right. Hey, another great show. Nate Genter, Vine IT, Jenny Restrepo, Insured Title Agency. And we want you to please go out there and consider committing a random act of kindness. Do something kind for one another. Follow us online at BrandonRhymes1 on Instagram, Twitter, Gitter, all the social sites. And of course, please follow the Consumer Quarterback Show and download our podcast. We'll see you next time. Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
You've been listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rhymes. Whether it's real estate, consumer, or financial advice, let Brandon call your next play. Call Brandon Rhymes at 813-917-1894. That's 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com. And join us next time for the Consumer Quarterback Show.